Kame, Jeff Michael here on the afternoon, and I'm broadcasting live from the WA Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Sector Conference for 2024, being put together by the people there at the Aboriginal Health Council of Western Australia, station sponsor. And joining me at the Noongar Radio desk, got Holly Barnett. Now, tell us the Holly Barnett story. Tell us who you are, where you're from.
So I am a project manager with Touchpoint Meeting Services. We are the platinum sponsor for the conference, for both the youth and the state. So we've been involved with the registration. So we're providing the registration services for the conference.
Yeah, so you're pretty much organising people, make sure they're going into the right places. You go there.
Exactly. And making sure everyone's got the correct names on their name badges and the correct registration strips and everything like that. So, yeah, it's nice and simple now, job.
Is this the first year you've been involved?
Yeah, so it's the first year we've been involved. We, as a company, get involved in a lot of conferences. That's sort of our bread and butter. We work with a lot of different organisations across Australia. And we do a lot of stuff in the medical space, so a lot of different medical conferences. And the Aqua team, Hayley, got in touch with us, and we were really interested with the story that they had and the causes they supported, so we decided to come along and support the team and be here to provide the registration services for them.
Yeah, can you tell us about some of the other health conferences? What parts of health?
All parts of health. We do some conferences with the Nursing Association in Australia, the Nursing College. We do sort of, all different types. We've got a lot of different clients across a lot of different health spaces. But generally what we found as well is that no matter what conference you're doing or what sort of sector you're in, there's always something about Aboriginal health that comes into play with it as well. So it's been really interesting to be at a conference that it's exclusively about that too.
Yeah, now what health issues do you reckon people need to be mindful of? I suppose it's coming into winter.
Yes, definitely.
That always seems to make people feel a bit sick.
Yes, yeah. So I guess it's just always about washing hands and making sure that it's, that you're being safe, especially in communities that may not have the health services that other sort of bigger cities may have. So it's just being conscious that everyone may have a bit of a different sort of, everyone may have different needs for their health, so it's just making sure that you're conscious that not everyone is exactly the same as you, and you may need to be a bit sort of safer around others than other people.
Yeah, and of course around at the conference here I can see lots of the hand sanitizer.
Yes, lots of hand sanitizer that got added on. We've got our pack lists, and the hand sanitizer is always on our pack list as well when we're coming to different conferences. And I mean, it's not something that we always thought about, a couple of years ago. It's all changed quite significantly, but it's always just being conscious of other people around you and making sure you're covering your nose and mouth and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, because I suppose before COVID, if you or walk around with, say, a mask on or got the hand sanitizer, people say, oh, you're a clean freak or something weird like that. But now it's
the norm.
Yes.
And it's definitely, it's changed a lot in the conferences that we do around Australia. It's, having the, being conscious of who's around and the and at the registration desk, you've always, as you said, got the hand sanitizer and things like that. So it's just making sure everyone feels comfortable when they're at the conferences.
Yeah, and how can people find out more about Touchpoint Meeting Services?
So we're on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, anything like that. And if you type in Touchpoint Meeting Services into Google, you'll be able to find our website as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not just health conferences, but...
No, we do everything. We do everything and anything. We work with... the event management platform called Events Air. So we're a partner with them, and that's the event platform that Aqua uses to run all their events. So we're a platinum partner with them, the only platinum partner in the Southern Hemisphere. So if you want to get in touch, please do. Anything that Events Air can do, we can do. So, yeah.
Yeah, all right, Holly, nice to talk to you
nice
today.
Nice to talk to you as well. Thank you.
Luna Radio.
Kaya, kaya nanonot, kaya nanonotet. Nige buja, nala buja, nige buja windig. Nige nalang jir, nige nalang wangi. Don't you, yo? Ni ngan wangi.
It's time to bring back the language with Joe Collard.
Today we will look at heart, kidney, and lungs. For heart, we say quart. Your quart is your heart. Quart is spelled G-O-O-R-D. Quart. Quart is your heart.